gentlemen, boys and girls, children all of ages, welcome to
Armbar!
I'm sorry that my friend just blew out your eardrums.
You always catch me off guard. I don't know why.
I don't know either. I introduce pretty much the same way every week, but a lot of things to talk about this week. Let's see. Should we start with our new WWE Universal Champion?
Hashtag KOmania.
Yeah, Kevin Owens. How about that?
I know. You went to sleep. I just happened to be tired.
Like, I was tired. I had to be up at 5 in the morning the next morning. I was ready for bed. Yeah. And, I mean, honestly, I just had this terrible feeling in my stomach that Roman Reigns was going to win. And I was like, I'll be damned if I lose sleep and watch Roman Reigns win.
You know, it's probably because you went to sleep that Kevin Owens
maybe
won.
I helped Kevin Owens out.
It's like when you watch the Redskins. I'm tired of this game. We win.
Yep. So I know Kevin Owens is an avid listener to the show. So Kevin, you're welcome. We need to do lunch next time you're in DC. I missed you last time, but I forgive you. And we'll just have to catch up. I taught him that pop-up powerbomb, by the way.
I'm sure that you did.
I did. I went to Canada, part of my community service.
For spitting in public.
Probably.
Because it's illegal to spit in public in parts of Canada.
No. See, I got in trouble in Canada because I forgot to say thank you to the lady at the Tim Hortons.
Well, that's so just rude.
I know. I was in a rush and I forgot. And I apologized later, but I had to do community service. And part of it was teaching youth hockey and wrestling.
At the same time.
Yep. On the ice.
Hockey.
That's why Kevin Owens is so graceful. Because I taught him how to wrestle.
That would be so awesome to watch.
No, it wouldn't. Because I would just cringe every time someone got power bombed onto the ice.
Clack! Oh, he's dead.
So we're gonna go over the highlights other than Kevin Owens. Well, not even just Kevin Owens. I don't know why I tried to gloss over this, but how he won. How about that?
A.K.A. Swerve and a Half, yeah. The tweet I put out on our Twitter.
Yeah, because I saw that the next morning. And I was like, holy shit, Triple H.
Because I really did not see
so is that
going to
be a face? What do you think? Face turn for Rollins now?
Either face turn. It's a face turn for one of them. I just don't know which one. Because, you know, the crowd's been getting behind both of them recently. Especially whenever Roman Reigns.
Triple H is a heel. The way he got in Foley's face and his own wife's face.
I did not see that part.
Yeah, that was a heel move.
I was trying to tweet.
Like, after he hit that last pedigree, he got right up in Foley's grill. Mm. Like I thought Foley was about to smack him. So I
how cheat you like WrestleMania 2000.
Yeah, so
even though he lost.
I think Owens is still a heel, which I think he should be. Mm. I think Owens works great as a heel. And of course Chris Jericho's tweet, we are going to make a great WWE Universal Champion.
Well, I also feel like, especially because of that tweet, that my prediction might be coming true where it's leading toward a feud between Jericho and Owens.
Oh, probably, because Jericho will get jealous of him and stuff like that.
I feel like out of the two, if given the choice, I think Owens is probably going to go face.
Yeah, but I hope they don't do it right away. I want to milk this because we have not got enough of Y2KO.
Yeah.
We have not gotten enough of that.
Is that the official name, or is that still the name that we came up with?
That's the name we came up with.
All right.
If it becomes official, I'm fucking suing. Because I also know Vince McMahon is an avid listener to this podcast, even though he quit returning my texts.
How else do you think he gets any kind of ideas anymore?
Yeah. By the way, you're welcome for Finn Balor winning, because 2 in the morning the day before SummerSlam, Vince was like, Josh, I don't know. Finn or Seth? Finn or Seth? And I was like, Vince, we got to keep this new era going. Finn Balor.
Exactly.
And that's why Finn Balor won.
Yes.
That's the secret. I wasn't supposed to say anything. Vince is going to be mad at me. But it has to be known, Vince, when good things happen in the WWE, it's all because of me.
Yes.
Indeed. But no, I like that swerve. I like Triple H coming back. And I think this is going to be the feud between Triple H and Rollins that we were supposed to get last WrestleMania that we didn't get.
Oh, yeah, because he got hurt. Yeah.
So, and holy shit, was that a power, a pedigree from hell that he gave Rollins? Because I just saw,
he put some stank on that.
I know, I saw a still photo of that, and he got air. Like, he was up there, it was just like...
That was like young Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, throwing out a hellacious...
So we had that to look forward to, and then, rewinding to the top of the show or near the top, so Cesaro and Sheamus, I don't know if it's a work, I don't know if it's a shoot, because WWE has been blurring that line lately.
Oh, yeah.
But Cesaro is apparently out with a spinal injury from his match with Sheamus. What? He went down 0-2. And it's on the WWE website that he's hurt. So, like, and I was listening to the Stephen Larson Going In Raw podcast, and I read a couple other articles on various other websites. No one really knows for sure if this is 100% legit.
Yeah.
Because of the way the WWE is going lately, like they did with Sami Zayn last week. So, and which is good for us, I mean, as fans, because we're talking about it, and it gets us talking about it immediately on Twitter and Facebook with other fans. And it gets us talking the next day. So
it keeps us invested in the product.
I'm not offended if they're faking an injury with Cesaro, because that could lead to an ultimate comeback for him in the best of seven, because you're down 2-0.
Yeah.
So it's one of the things, and I like the way the WWE's working this work shoot line, because the whole thing with The Miz and Daniel Bryan,
I couldn't tell.
It's probably mostly a work, but I think there was some shoot factors in there, like when Daniel Bryan said that The Miz wrestled safe, and The Miz's reaction,
I think that was a legit reaction.
Miz can say he's a great Hollywood actor all he wants. He ain't. That looked like a legit reaction from him, like the way he went off on Bryan.
His eyes were turning red. His face was turning red. Granted,
that looked like Mike The Miz from the real world.
But he was getting heated, and I could not tell. Like, I really couldn't tell.
Yeah. So, and this is completely off topic, but I'm looking over at your Blu-ray collection. You bought The Amazing Spider-Man. Did you not learn from my mistake? I bought it for my child. It's not a very good movie, but you bought it.
No, I liked that movie.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2, however,
I sadly own that also.
That I did not buy after I watched your copy. I was like, ooh, this is all over the place. No,
you know what? Again, this is something for our other podcast, Let's Podcast, which airs every Monday or Tuesday, depending on how quickly it gets edited, on our YouTube channel. But this is, again, a topic for that, but I'm already on it. I don't care. This is my podcast. I do what I want. Much like Suicide Squad, there are good movies in the Amazing Spider-Man movies. They just bogged it down with a lot of useless crap that we didn't care about.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I like the movie, but I'm the first one to admit Amazing Spider-Man 1, not perfect.
No. But Andrew Garfield.
Oh, he was good.
Pretty damn good. And what's her face? Emma Stone, thank you. Yeah. It was a really good Gwen Stacy.
Yeah. So, actually, like, all right,
back to wrestling.
All right.
Braun Strowman again. Another,
another
squash match.
Yeah.
Where he beat up some, dude looked Asian, but posing as a luchador.
Did you see that he stole his mask?
I did. But we never saw his face.
Yeah. It was probably Brian Kendrick. Spanky! Up in this piece.
And then we had Paul Heyman come back, but no Brock Lesnar. Which,
could be expected.
I'm tired of Brock. I don't care.
Welcome to my side of things. I was tired from day friggin' one.
Yeah, but you've held a grudge against Brock Lesnar because he beat up your good buddy Matt Hardy. You've held that grudge for too long.
Too long. No. I started disliking Brock Lesnar. Well, I've never really, really liked Brock Lesnar, but...
Yeah, I was like, you've never liked him, but go on.
Toward the end of his first run, I was starting to warm up a little bit, but then he got all pissy and he left. And then when he went to UFC, I was excited for that, but after like 3 matches, I got really bored of him really quick. He is a genetic freak. I will give him all the credit that's due. He's a monster, but he is not entertaining to watch at all in any venue.
If he learned a good ground game, he would be devastating. Because the only reason why he's not entertaining is because he's trying not to get choked out again.
Oh, that, and he pretty much just imposes his will on whoever will allow him to.
I would too if I was as big as Brock Lesnar.
Granted, this allowing him of imposing his will is not actually forthcoming. It's just they don't have enough in them to really.
And the thing is, like, this is all setting up a Shane Brock Lesnar match, which no one wants to see. Because here's the problem with Brock Lesnar coming back. When he beat The Undertaker, I said to you that he needs to be a monster, okay? However, I want my monsters to be entertaining. which Brock is not, because all he does is just suplex people. Randy got a tiny bit of offense in on that match.
Yeah.
Which we haven't really seen in a Brock Lesnar match since Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
It's just boring. It's like, yes, you wanted to look strong, that's fine. But
throw in
give
some
me an
moves.
Entertaining match, yeah. You know? Because you can make someone look strong and then have a moment in the match where they get caught off guard by somebody.
He doesn't even go for the Kimura anymore. And I've never been a fan of him using the Kimura, because that's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu 101. That's literally the first move that you learn. So it never really impressed me much that he's tapping dudes out who don't know how to defend against that.
So. You know who I want to see get built up as a monster, though, and they don't do it, and I don't know, well, I do know why, because the WWE's pseudo-racist, Titus O'Neil. Because every time Titus O'Neil slams somebody, like, he's not a great talker, which you get him a good manager.
Yeah.
But every time he slams somebody and slaps somebody, there is stank on that.
Oh, yeah, you can
and
hear
it
in the cheap
brutal,
seats.
And I'm cringing along with the dude who just got hit. I'm just like... Damn!
At times, you're cringing more than the two that got
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Bob Backlund, ditch Darren Young, make Titus O'Neil great again.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. With the recent passing of Mr. Fuji, which we didn't get to cover last week, which we do send our condolences, because I fucking love me some Mr. Fuji.
Oh, yeah, every time he threw salt in dude's eyes, yeah. Oh, man.
But,
that was great.
You know, with that passing of Mr. Fuji, you know, maybe revive the manager again, because, I mean... Paul Heyman can't do it alone. And Paul Heyman's not on that much because Brock Lesnar's not on that much.
Yeah, and he's solely Brock Lesnar's advocate, because they tried to redo the Dangerous Alliance.
Yeah.
And I feel like it could have actually been good had they actually devoted some time to it. But...
Yeah, but get some managers in there. Yeah. I mean, like, find some people who will just... There will never be another Bobby the Brain Heenan, but try to find him.
Yeah. Hell, I would settle for Armando Estrada, because I actually enjoyed him,
too. Well, I think Enzo Amore is going to become a manager very soon.
Yeah, he gets hurt a lot. But, you know, he's...
Well, no, it has nothing to do with his injury. Apparently, Vince is really high on Big Cass.
Uh-huh.
So, I think instead of being a tag team, they're going to eventually move Enzo to be his manager.
Well, I mean, Big Cass is getting better. He's getting better on the mic, and he was already pretty sound as a big guy.
Yeah.
Like that big boot in the Fatal 4.
Now because I didn't see the Fatal 4 because I went to bed because I was exhausted.
Yeah.
Which I'll get into that in a second because I've had a long week. Apparently, when I was listening to Stephen Larson, they were saying like Cass looked really nervous walking down to the ring, and so they thought
that
when they saw him walking down nervous that Vince said to him right before is like, "You're getting the strap tonight."
Oh, see, I didn't even think that.
Yeah.
I would have thought...
But he was probably just nervous because he was main eventing, and he ain't never done that before.
Yeah, that's
any
the biggest
level.
Match he's done ever so far.
But as far as, like, just to clue you into my long week there, listeners, I was on vacation for about half of last week, came back early to do the podcast because I missed my Nelson so much. Mm. Not sure I missed my dog. I want to see my dog again. But, so, got back. Sunday was pretty chill. Monday... I didn't have a sitter for my son. I took him into work with me.
Hello.
And he's sitting on my lap right now, and I'll get into why he's sitting on my lap and being silent in a second. And any of you parents out there listening know, when you got your kid at work, especially if you've just come back from vacation where you already have extra work to do, that day just seems so long.
Oh, yeah,
so,
I can imagine.
And because, like, his sitter didn't get back till today, I had to take him to my mom's to be watched. To yesterday, so I had to get up at 5 a.m., which is why I went to bed before Raw ended on Monday, because I was exhausted. I knew I had to get up early.
Yeah.
So I had to do that, get up extra early to take him, and then I was just tired, and then he got an ear infection, so we had to go to urgent care tonight to go get an expensive prescription. You know how much that prescription would have cost had I not had insurance? $200. And I still paid
$60.
Yeah. So
Can we just give him half a... tab of Vicodin. I still got some.
Oh, if I know that. We're not advocating drug use by children. That was a joke.
Yeah, plus I feel like even half a tab would make him really sick.
Yeah. But, so he's got an ear infection, so he's just chilling with Dad.
Good.
He's watching him. Why aren't you watching your movie, buddy?
I just came down.
Okay. Well, why don't you say hi to everybody listening to the podcast?
Hi.
All right, now go lay down upstairs, and I'll be up in a few minutes, okay,
bud? Hi, you're sorry. stop dripping.
Okay, well then you can sit up then. You don't have to lay down anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, trying to get a child who just likes to run around to sit still while eardrops are in his ear is not easy.
It's impossible.
He sounds like a herd of rhino whenever he's running.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm gonna die.
So that was pretty much all the highlights on Raw. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, you know, outside of the Fatal 4-Way and what we've mentioned.
It felt
like that episode of Raw was just dragging.
But, which is part of the reason why I went to bed.
Yeah.
But speaking of finding out the next morning who won, you know how, Nelson knows how I found out. I have this habit for some reason. I always check, like, Instagram and Twitter, like, first thing in the morning when I wake up for some reason. I don't know why.
You know, had you checked Twitter first, you would have found out for me.
I check Instagram first, and the first photo I see is Kevin Owens and Finn Balor sitting next to each other, and Finn Balor congratulating. I was like, what? And I was just like, that's when I, like, looked real quick. I was like, Kevin Owens won? What? I was so sure Rollins was going to get the belt.
Hell, you actually kind of found out a little late in the morning, too, didn't you?
No, that was the first thing when I woke up, so that was 5.
Because I got
5 in the morning, dude.
Okay. So you just waited to text me till like, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I wasn't going to wake you up.
Well, I remember getting the text from you, like, right as I got to work.
Yeah, I wasn't going to wake you up with it. But then Finn Balor tweeted out or Instagrammed a picture today of him FaceTiming with Kevin Owens. And the picture, let me find it for you. And the picture is just, like, Kevin Owens just, like, holding that belt, all excited and shit. It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So, I guess Kevin Owens and Finn Balor are better friends than, not necessarily than I thought, because I never really thought they were friends or anything like that. But yeah, apparently they're good buddies.
Yeah, I think it was, I think they covered a little bit of that in Finn Balor's 24 on WWE Network. I think there was a picture of him, Sami Zayn,
Kevin Owens. I knew.
I think Bayley was in there too. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, Bayley and Finn are great friends.
And your girl, and I can't remember her name because I'm blanking. Becky Lynch. Yeah.
I'm actually shocked. Like, a lot of fans want Bayley and Finn to date. Like, I don't even know how. There's the picture. If you don't follow Finn Balor of like the male wrestlers, might have the best Instagram account.
Why did he Finn freeze in there?
I don't even think Finn that like the Finn freeze is like in like an intentional thing. I just
at
think
least
that's
from
how
him
he,
anyway.
Yeah, I just think that's how Finn smiles. Like he's just a likable guy though.
He's just a happy dude.
Yeah, I was a fan of his before that WWE 24 for Finn Balor. But even after watching that, just seeing like just what a chill dude he is.
Yeah. And
just he's a big kid.
Exactly.
Like us.
I guarantee you right now he's listening to the podcast. Not really. Because we're recording.
Well, he can't listen right now.
Yeah, because we're recording.
He'll be listening to it tomorrow because, again,
but
Finn is another big fan of our podcast.
He will be playing, well, not playing, he will be building his Legos as he listens.
Yeah.
At, like he's probably doing right now one-handed.
And just to prove what great fans we are with Finn Balor, you fans might not know this about him, but he's a big fan of giraffes. So if you want to send him Goodwill stuffed animals, send him a giraffe.
Oh, yeah, there
or
you go.
Build him a giraffe out of Legos. That's double trouble right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but he'll probably love the hell out of that, man.
So the big things coming out of SmackDown were Dolph Ziggler confronted The Miz, so we're going to have a Dolph-Miz. Give Dolph the Intercontinental title. The Intercontinental title, you know, historically, at least when it's on a face, is usually on one of the best workers in the company.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why Macho Man held it for so long, Steamboat held it, Piper held it for God knows how long. I gotta look that up. Piper, I think, Honky Tonk Man holds the record, I think. Piper held it for a long time. And then Perfect
Santino almost broke that record.
Yeah. And then Perfect held it for a long time. Bret Hart had it before it became the main event of Shawn Michaels. I mean, usually your best worker has the IC title. And honestly, I think you can make an argument for like AJ Styles. But I don't know if there's a better worker on that SmackDown roster than Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Reason why AJ is not going for that belt is because
he's upper tier.
I wonder if AJ is going to win at Backlash.
You know, it would make for a nice feud.
It would, but my thing is, the only reason why I'm not sure if AJ is going to win is because he's known for being a TNA wrestler.
Yeah.
And Vince, with the exception of a few guys like Ric Flair, might be really the only exception to the rule that I can think of off the top of my head of a guy who's known from a different territory who then comes to the WWE and wins the title quickly. Flair's like the only one I can think of who's done that.
Yeah, because Jericho took a long time. Well, actually, no. You know what? Big Show. He won that relatively quickly. Granted, he middle carded with the WWE title.
And Big Show, I'm going to make an exception for the Big Show because that was Big Show in his prime. And quite frankly, if he wasn't such a nice guy, if he wanted that belt, he'd just take it. So, I mean...
Paul, you're not supposed to win tonight. What are you going to do about it, Vince?
That thing, you're going over tonight. You're in a mid-card, you son of a bitch. You're going over.
As he threw Stone Cold through a steel cage, and that cage was not supposed to break open. He was not supposed to win like that. It was an accident, because Stone Cold was talking about it. He was ready to, like, sell like crazy to the Big Show to make him look good. He threw him so hard, he really threw him through the cage, and he just fell out of the ring.
Yeah, because...
He was still going to win, but he just wasn't supposed to win that way.
Because those of us who, you know, have been watching for a long time, we sometimes forget just how devastating the Big Show used to be. Mm-hmm. And those of you youngins who never lived through it, the Big Show, especially when he was the Giant in WCW, was not to be messed with. He dominated
people. As he legitimately broke a ring. By lifting it. He lifted a freaking ring.
Was that SmackDown or WWE?
That was WWE.
Because I remember
watching that. I mean, he broke a ring when he superplexed Mark Henry.
But I remember him lifting the ring up.
Oh, yeah. Well, he lifted that ring because he wasn't allowed to use the chokeslam or touch Kevin Nash. And Kevin Nash kept taunting him.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And then he just lifted up the ring. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Big Show used to be a force to be reckoned with, which is why I would like to see him get one last title before he left. Because even in his older age, I'm pretty sure he can manhandle just about anybody in the WWE.
I think the only one that could really take him is Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. And you know what? I think Big Show in his prime could take Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, you know, it would be something to see. I really couldn't say which way or the other, but I'm leaning toward you.
Because let's face it, after his prime, he took a complete and utter full punch from Mayweather. And it just enraged him.
Of course, Mayweather's like smaller than me, but granted, he's also
a professional boxer.
Professional boxer, so his punches are
bare knuckles.
Yeah, his punches are way harder than mine, and way faster than mine because I don't practice.
So I mean, even still, I think Big Show would give Brock a run for his money in a real.
Oh yeah, in a real fight, I'm sure he would give him a run for his money. I don't know if he'd win, because you know. That's one of those, like, dream match type scenarios. You just will never know.
Yeah. So then we had AJ defeating Apollo Crews, but I like what they did here, and they still made Apollo look tough.
Yeah.
Or strong.
Yeah, which I was surprised.
And Apollo hit some good spots, because like we've said before on the show, we want to like Apollo, but he's just got to give us something more in the personal hours. And you're different from me on this one, but I feel the same way about Cesaro. I respect the hell of his wrestling. And lately, I've been kind of coming on board with Cesaro. Yeah. But Cesaro's been in the WWE for, what, 4 years now? 5 years?
Oh, longer than that, dude.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
We're old. Time flies pretty quickly.
I want to say, came in like a quarter of the way through Santino's career. So he's been there for a long time.
Yeah, so, I mean, it took me forever to warm up Cesaro. I never doubted his in-ring ability, but just never liked his personality outside the
ring. Yeah, I mean, his personality is starting to shine through more now.
Yeah, so it's just one of... No, Cesaro came in through NXT, so he hasn't been... So it hasn't been too long.
It was... I'm going to say
Zayn's first match was his last match in NXT.
I'm going to say at least 2010.
We'll have to look that up later.
Because I remember he was feuding with Santino for a while, back when he was still known as Antonio Cesaro.
Okay. So, but going back to the match at hand, AJ wins with phenomenal form, but Apollo Crews hit some really good spots, looked really good, and again, he's another guy I think would benefit from a manager.
Apollo Crews, yeah. Most definitely. But I feel like you can't give him just any manager. He has to have somebody really good.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things. They just got to... Or just, like, figure out how to get him over with Mike Scott. I don't even... He hasn't really talked that much, like, The only thing I can honestly remember him saying in the WWE is when The Miz kept calling him Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only time I've really seen him talk in the WWE. And even in NXT, he didn't talk that much. Like, the only time I really remember him cutting a promo was when he was facing off against the Drifter.
Mm, okay.
So, and then we're going to have Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt coming up at Backlash.
I'm actually kind of excited for this.
I'm not, because
I'm actually really curious.
I don't see Randy Orton losing two pay-per-views in a row, and it just continues to bury Bray Wyatt, who is the top heel in the company.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot of people want to think Seth is. No. Bray Wyatt is the best heel that they have, and they are just squandering him.
They are, because he doesn't win all that often.
They are squandering him like they squandered Cody Rhodes, like they squandered Steamboat for the most part, because with the exception of Steamboat's one IC title win, he didn't do much in the WWE, which is a shame.
Yeah, that is a shame.
Because he was one of the best wrestlers of the late 80s.
I'm actually been meaning to look up some Steamboat matches.
Squandered him like they squandered Owen Hart.
Oh, man. Owen should have been champion.
So, it's just one of those things, like, every time I see Bray, it's like, oh, cool, Bray is getting, like, a top match, but I don't think he's going to win. And it's just one of those things, it's like, you're driving me insane, WWE.
I get that. But I actually am pretty intrigued by the matchup, and I feel like under different circumstances, it could have been a really good matchup. I don't think it's going to be bad, but it's...
But the match of the night, we had Heath Slater leading his tag team to victory over the Headbangers.
Did you know in that little vignette that they had, that little interview where they had his wife?
Yeah.
That's actually his wife.
That's his real wife?
Yeah, she was just made up to look trashy. Yeah.
Heath. Because I know you're listening. You can do better.
Aw, don't say that. He found love.
I forgive you.
He found love in a strange place.
I forgive you, Heath.
Well, how does that Rihanna song go, that one that you like? A hopeless place. Yeah, he found love in a hopeless place.
Then we had Baron Corbin win by disqualification against Dean Ambrose, which, again, another good thing, another NXT guy that they brought up, maybe brought up too soon, that they've been kind of floundering on. Baron Corbin looked really strong in this match.
He did. I will give him that. I have not been able to warm up to him. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the booking.
Go back and watch like the Takeover Dallas, and watch some of the stuff leading over Takeover Dallas.
Yeah.
You'll see what a good heel Baron Corbin can be when they let him be.
Yeah, I guess it has to be that way, because they're not showing me that on the main roster. And every time I talk about Baron Corbin, I feel bad, because it makes me sound like Vince McMahon talking about Christian. I don't like his face. Yeah. I don't think he's got it. I don't think he's going to be anything. It's like he bores the hell out of me on the main roster.
Yeah, you remember me talking about his win at the Andre the Giant thing. And how I was excited about it. I was like, hey, man, they brought up Baron Corbin, and he won. I was expecting big things from him immediately because of that.
Wow.
And then they put him in this, and we're both Dolph Ziggler fans, but they put him in this feud with Ziggler, and neither one of us cared.
Yeah. In fact, we stopped caring after the first match, especially because they kept pushing those matches to the kickoff show.
Yeah, and I was wholeheartedly convinced that when that feud was over, we were going to read about Dolph Ziggler's release. Because I thought that was the last gasp of his career at this point.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, he's putting over Corbin on the kickoff shows. That's awful. I thought Dolph was done at that point.
Though the highlight of that feud for me was when they were curtain jerking for Monday Night Raw. And Ziggler's like, I challenge you to a collegiate wrestling match. He comes out in a gear, like his headgear, like he's the dog-faced gremlin. He stops, and he just kicks him in the dick.
That was great.
That was hilarious. There was no build-up, no retaliation, nothing after that. It was just like, I'm just going to kick him in the balls.
That's what you got to do sometimes, kids.
Exactly. And that's
when all else fails, you kick him in the balls.
And that's how Dolph Ziggler won that feud.
And that is actually a little known story. That's how the West was won.
A kick to the balls?
Yep, Sitting Bull. sitting, got kicked in the balls by Custard. And that's nice. How the West was won. So that it's pretty awesome. Much that pretty much wraps everything up for this week, other than reports that Alberto Del Rio, when his suspension is over, is not going to be returning to the WWE.
Yeah.
And will be released in September.
Now, I still haven't seen any real confirmation.
Yeah, there's been no confirmation. This is just a rumor report right now.
It's a rumor.
So. But I'm calling it 100% fact.
Yeah, you know, I can see that being 100% true. It's because...
But here's the funny thing about that. Apparently, like, he announced that he wasn't going to return before his suspension, which makes that suspension a little fishy.
Yeah.
But the WWE has done that before. Like, before Razor Ramon left, he was suspended by Jack Tunney.
Was it?
Yeah, he only fulfilled, like, house shows. Like, Razor's last, like, 30 days, he was not on Raw or any pay-per-views or nothing.
Hmm.
Maybe it wasn't 30 days. Maybe it was a little bit less than that. But yeah, he was suspended by Jack Tunney. Hmm. And the next thing we know, unless you were at a house show, the next time you saw him was on Monday Nitro.
Yeah.
So.
I was like a week or two late on that. I heard about that from random sources like, Razor Ramon's on Nitro? No, he's not.
Yeah, my buddy called me and I flipped over to see it.
I didn't even, and you know, the funny thing is, I didn't even know of the existence of Monday Nitro until that happened.
Most of America didn't.
Yeah, I was along with the 99%.
So, on that note, though, on our reminiscing of the Outsiders and Razor Ramon, we're going to say goodnight for this week. Remember, check out the website, clashofthenerds.com. In fact, if you go over there right now, one of our top stories is the leaked images, or I should say leaked sketches and a composite of the PS4 Neo, which should be announced next week.
Yep.
And also we got wrestling news up there, Batman news, comic book movie news, all kinds of news, video game news and everything up there. Clash of the Nerds.com. And also check out our YouTube page. Just search Clash of the Nerds on YouTube. I'm still trying to figure out how to get YouTube /Clash of the Nerds. I have not found that in a YouTube tutorial yet.
Do we not have that? I thought that was already the case.
Hold I'm 99% sure. All right, check it real quick. I've never actually tried to type it in, but when you're at our homepage, it doesn't say that.
Okay, let's see. That is not us.
You just went to YouTube.com. Yeah, that's not our...
YouTube.com/Clash of the Nerds.
Son of a... Who is this?
Wait. Let me add one. Nope. Never mind. I have no idea who that Clash of the Nerds is.
They have one subscriber. DMC takedown notice.
it only works if we have the copyright for it.
I do need that copyright. We got to file that.
True enough. Like, that's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't have one. It's just like it's a bunch of random generated numbers. So yeah, just search Clash of the Nerds. You'll see our brand new logo. So obviously, if you're listening to this, you've seen the brand new logo.
Yep.
So yeah, just check that out. And yeah, I think that's all I got. How's the Madden video doing? Yeah, our latest podcast, we play Madden 17 up there. Well, Sean, my son, plays Madden 17.
Yep.
While Nelson and I chit-chat about my vacation, which was awesome. But again, follow us on the Twitters, Clash of the Nerds. On Instagram, at Clash of the Nerds. And do we have Snapchat?
No.
Coming soon, Snapchat. Nelson, get on that.
Jesus Christ.
So on that note, good night, Canada. Good night, Japan. Japan, I'll see you sexy ass in a few months.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.